Hour number, it seems like you just started here. Focus on your health. I'm Doug Steffen along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here to take your calls at 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken's newsletter, which you can sign up for at either drkenshow.com or dougsteffen.com. Sign up, give an email address in the appropriate box, click onto Dr. Ken's picture, and you get this info every week. The research that we talk about here on the air, as a matter of fact, and you can download the daily dose of info that we have on the air Monday through Friday on the Good Day program by going to both of those websites as well, drkenshow.com and dougsteffen.com. Just look in the listen box and you see, listen, you go to the archives and you find various podcasts or whole hours of conversation.
What time can they hear the Daily Dose live Monday through Friday?
It is at 6:45 Eastern and 8:45 Eastern.
Monday
Thank
through
you
Friday.
For asking that question. There it is. 888-553-7536. It's all about information. And to that end, my experience at Seriscan, the company that you've heard me talk about, it's not really a company, I suppose. Maybe for practical purposes, we identify it that way, Ken. But it's a research facility in Denver that has been operated the last couple of years by a gentleman who's a friend of mine. He's on the board of trustees with me at Heidelberg. And as a matter of fact, one of the main investors is also on the board with us at Heidelberg. So there are two gentlemen that I know very well who are involved in this. And what they've basically done, and you can correct me where I'm wrong, Ken, because Ken has been with me every step of the way here, is develop a software system that interprets what through an imaging facility. It researches the way the brain, the presence of the brain, how it functions or operates, what's really going on. It's not like MRI that tells you, okay, there's blood there and there's not blood over there. This looks at the brain and is telling you how it will function in the future, how it is functioning now, and what happened in the past.
Well,
is that fair?
Let me just untangle it just a little bit. The CT scan and the MRI shows you the function, shows you the structure, how the parts are put together in the brain, whereas the Seriscan shows you how they function, where the electrical activity goes, where the blood flows.
Now, whereas when I first learned about what they told me after I had my Seriscan, which was done basically as I do a lot of other things, not as a stunt per se, but I go through a lot of things in my life, and then I talk about them on the air because I think they're helpful to people and gives you an idea. I mean, I've done any number of things, experiences in my life that I have talked about on the air over the years that I've been on the air. And this is one whose outcome I wasn't expecting. So when the doctors sat me down literally and said, and I had Ken on the phone on the line to listen to all of this when we went through the first overview of this, I was startled because I was told that I had conditions in my brain that would lead ultimately to a problem with dementia, early onset down the road, and whatever that meant. So the first, when you hear that sort of thing, you think about all of the things that you have heard in the conventional media, and it scares the living crap out of you. And Ken will tell you that for the first week or 10 days, I couldn't escape it. It was like having an albatross around my neck. And then I started thinking about it like I do most other things that get in my way, trying to evaluate and assess, listen to, read about, investigate, find people that have as much knowledge about this as is possible.
You went through a classic grief response.
Yeah. If you're told something like that and you don't know any better, you think it's curtains. But I have found that to be far from the case. And as I look upon it now as just another inhibition, if you will, or something that I have to overcome, that's the way I'm approaching it with all of the people that are more than wonderful and more than willing to help me. And so what it does a couple of things. It helps me to understand how to learn with it, deal with it, overcome it, fix it, whatever I'm going to do and be able to do. And as the research continues at a fevered pitch, this is one of the biggest problems other than heart disease and stuff. There's probably not much more research being done than in this area, Ken.
Absolutely.
Would you say? You
know, this area is the number one fear of all of us.
So if I approach it as I've approached pretty much everything else in my life, and learn and do and be, and then I can double whammy it by helping you on the air, the people that listen to me every day and know who I am and what I do and how I sound and what my foibles are. I mean, we're all sort of friends here, and we learn. You help your friends, and I'm a believer. Ken, one of the first conversations we ever had was about my earnest feeling that life is about helping. The reason that we are all here, believe it or not, or apply it or not, is to help in one way or another. And I believe this gift that I've been given to be able to converse with people on the radio for as many years as I have is my way of helping. And so if I can go through something, and through the experience, you can learn what I'm learning and therefore help yourself to these various things. A number of calls this morning about Seriscan. Seriscan, C-E-R-E-S-C-A-N. You go to their website, which is Seriscan, there you go, Seriscan.com, and you'll see at the moment they only have one outlet, and that's in Denver. But they are looking at putting them in Florida and elsewhere. But it's a big step, and it's a big deal because it's, you know, a lot of very expensive equipment. This is not cheap. Doing this is not cheap. But wouldn't you want, I mean, I say this all the time when it comes to anything that Ken and I are talking about. Wouldn't you rather know, like, having good blood work done or a good physical every year? And some people would tell you no. They don't want to know. Excuse me. As a matter of fact, one of the fellows that I'm talking to you about who is associated with Seriscan hasn't had the scan done because he looked at me. I said to him, God love him, and I love this guy. He's a wonderful, my God, what a great human being he is. He says, I don't want to know. And you know what? That's a prerogative that you have. If you don't want to know, I want to know. I didn't think I had anything that I was going to kind of get out of it, but now that I know, it's I feel like there's a burden that I didn't even know I had that hasn't necessarily been lifted off my shoulders, but here is this wonderful opportunity I have now to figure out how to deal with another problem and to teach through it. And that's really what I'm thankful for. Plus all of the help from my friends like Ken and this group of doctors that are around. And they're happy to tell the story because they want as many people to know about this as possible. And the other thing that's going on with me is my seasonal allergy stuff. Man, is this every year I say this, Ken, you can go back with me for as many years as we've been doing this. And in the springtime, when stuff starts to really pop, what it does to my voice. Doesn't do anything else. It doesn't do anything to anything else in my body but my voice. It's really pretty amazing. So, with that in mind, we continue to take your calls at 888-553-7536. And Scott is very patiently waiting in New York, Pennsylvania. So go ahead, Scott. You're on.
Hi, how are you doing, Doc?
Hi, Scott.
Hi. Yeah, I had a few head traumas in my younger days, anyway, probably from 25 to 30 years ago.
Which, what happened? What did you do?
Well, the one, I ended up being a little too close to a swinging bat, and I got a fractured skull where I guess I still have a piece of wire in there that they wired my temple back together there on the corner of my eye.
Whoa.
Yeah, and another one was a wet floor. My feet just came out from underneath me, and my back of my head just smashed it to where it put a pretty nice gash in the back of my head.
Mm-hmm.
But the other one I was kind of worried about was I got another on the right side where I do have a bump. I got hit on work, and it was actually like a bottle, like a thick glass, and they actually pulled glass out of my head, and that kind of still.
We need to keep you in a rubber room.
My
Scott.
God, that's hot.
I think you're right.
Scott,
you're right.
Let me ask you, all kidding aside, do you have any reason to suspect that you have any effects from all this trauma? Bless your heart.
I mean, I get once in a while. I feel like I get like a little bit. Not so, maybe lightheaded or like my mind isn't as sharp as it should be because I can't really, I have a hard time focusing sometimes.
Do you have trouble remembering recent events?
Well,
Can you convert short to long-term memory easily? Can you solve puzzles that you'd like to with your mind, or you just are a little challenged with that?
No, I can do it. It's just that I think sometimes if it doesn't really interest me, I have a.
All right, let me interrupt here. This is the first thing you need to do. Dr. Ken is right on the right path. You need to get every crossword puzzle you can find. You need to get the Sudoku and that sort of thing. Challenge your brain and see what happens. And I never, by the way, gave this a thought until I had this test. Part of the test at Seriscan is a written sort of a test in which they give you various problems. And they're oral and they're visual, and you're asked to coordinate certain boxes and circles and how that all fits together. And that's part of how you know whether there's something going on or there's something missing in your brain. It's a very, very, very intricate test of not just the I'm not saying we're misleading you, but there's another part to this test besides just having the imaging, and it's an hour's worth of questions and answers, and then three or four pages of things that you got to kind of figure out and put together, and from that they score you on I think it's 1 to 50, and that way they can tell. Now, I've never been any good at this stuff, and now I understand why, because my brain has something that keeps me from really associating some of this stuff. And that's why, in this circumstance, as you say that, the way I'm dealing with it now is to challenge myself. If it wasn't easy for you, you can retrain your brain. I said, I think yesterday on the air, Ken, I'm shaving with my left hand now instead of my right hand.
Right.
Because it retrains your brain.
Exactly. And Scott, the things you want to do personally, in addition to what Doug said, was all of the things that we tell a heart patient to do to keep the heart from having that second heart attack, or the first one. Know your numbers, blood pressure, cholesterol, sugar, don't smoke, make sure you're at ideal body weight. When the doctor says it's okay, get into an exercise program, because keeping up the circulation to the brain as well as the heart and the rest of the body is so important at giving you the best long-term outcome.
Right. Now, what is, to go off track a little bit, what is the ingredient in the margarine that is not good for the brain? What is
plastic.
It's
the same as plastic. The stuff that they make PVC out of make margarine out of.
Now I use this. It's called Brown and Brumwood. It's supposed to be made from yogurt. Now, I don't know if that's it. I'll have to check it.
Listen, I'm the dairy guy here. Believe me. Listen to me. Go find whatever natural sources you can, as close to the farm as you can, that has no artificial anything in it. That's what you want.
Just real quickly about fats. There's bad fats, the trans fats and the saturated fats. No trans fats, very low saturated fats you want. But what you want is the monounsaturated, the polyunsaturated, and the omegas. Those are the good
fats.
And
if you can't find a good local way to get that delivered to you, get Smart Balance products. Balance products are very
extreme. Yeah, we do have a little
oil, butter, popcorn,
peanut butter,
milk,
all kinds of great stuff. All right, Scott, you're on the right track. You've asked the right questions. Thanks for your call. Man, can you imagine getting whacked in the head with a baseball bat?
He may also want to get the Seriscan.
Yeah, I think you ought to be going to Seriscan.com. And it's not, I don't remember. I don't think it's covered. I can't even remember whether it's covered by insurance or not. It doesn't make any difference. Why would you worry about a couple of $1,000 when it comes to your long-term health? All right, 888-553-7536, 21 after.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant, and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Stephen's Good Day program. Now, Chef Louis DeAngelis is with Heather and Jennifer and Roberta and me. I'm betting when you go to the grocery store, you're pretty obnoxious. You talk to people. They want to just be quietly left alone so they can pick the wrong stuff. And you go up to them and say, "Hey, lady, don't buy that." Right? That's you.
I'm the worst in the world, because I always ask people, "What are you going to do with that?" They'll point to something in their cart. And most of the people around here know me for that, Doug. You know, they know that I'm going to sit down with them, or I'm going to go behind the deli counter and try and make something. You know, I've been doing that for years in this area. But one of the things that happened this week reminds me of the basics of food. And my mom was in the hospital. And
you okay?
This is a hospital, Doug, that's in the top 100 in the nation.
Yeah, is your mother okay?
Oh, she's doing much better now, thank
good.
You.
All right.
But she wouldn't eat dinner.
Yeah.
Would not eat her dinner.
Really?
And here's a place that they come in dressed with white jackets, these beautiful presentation, high domed lids over the dish. They don't bring it in a cart. They carry it on their fingertips. They introduce themselves as their server, and they flip open that dome, and they show a beautiful presentation of the food. And as soon as the patient gets up near it, they say, "I'm not hungry." And I sat and looked at this. I said, "There's a problem here." And one of the things I found was that the food was not hot enough. And there was no aroma coming from it.
Yeah.
You know, the food has to have a sensory overload. It's got to be your eyes, the texture, like people, like you said, that your son that doesn't like mushrooms.
Yeah.
It's a feel, okay? But it's also an aroma. So we went and reheated the dish, and all of a sudden, three of the patients that I worked with started eating again, and they loved it. They said, "What did you do to it?" I said, "Nothing but heat it up." And we looked at the dishes and found out, now they spent a lot of money on these beautiful plates with chargers under them and a big domed lid, and the heat would rise up into this domed lid instead of staying close to the food, and that's what we found out happened. And so it was a simple fix. Put a little piece of saran wrap over it, over the food, over the dish, before you put the lid on it, and everything stayed hot. So we carry this back. That's why those filthy hot dogs that everybody touches coming down the row at a baseball game taste so great, because all your senses are involved.
Yeah.
You're watching a game. You're listening to everybody cheer. That makes a whole difference.
There's a visualization. Those rotten, stinking hot dogs.
Oh, yeah, that everybody's grabbing and passing down to you.
Yeah. Right, that's right. That's what they do. All the way down the row. And how do you know where that guy's hand has been before he touched your hot dog? That's actually a pretty interesting thing.
It's an amazing factor that you have to have all your senses involved. So when you have somebody over for a dinner party, you have somebody over for dinner, use all the senses. Okay, make the dish look good. Make the table look good with maybe flowers or candles. Have the sound of the food, the sizzle of the steak, as they say. Let them hear it. sizzling. Mm-hmm. And most of all, make sure it's hot on the spot so the aroma gets to everybody. Once you get everybody sensitive about the food, the actual taste of the food, I'm being honest, is secondary. As long as you got the other senses working, you're going to say this is great.
So smelling it, seeing it, and basically going through all the experience is better than tasting it. Is that what you're saying?
Well, before it goes in your mouth, Doug, the first thing you do is you see it.
Yeah.
The next thing you do is you can hear it. You can hear it cooking, or you hear nice music in the background.
Right.
Then you smell it before your actual taste comes from you smelling it. Mm-hmm. How many times have you had a bad cold and say, I can't taste anything? It's not true. You're congested. You can't smell it. Just don't taste it.
So your theory is you can't really ever taste anything. That's what it sounds like you're saying.
Not as well as if you use the other sense of smell.
All right, so now we've awakened everybody's senses. Everybody who now either cooks food, you go to a restaurant, wherever it is, you'll think about it in a different way. I mean, you may subconsciously have thought about it this way, but now it's an overt thing. You look at it.
Like a ton of bricks, you're right.
Yeah, right. That's very observant, Louis. Very good. All right. Insects and rodent hair in processed foods. How big a problem?
Well, it's such a problem that the USDA and the FDA have actual guidelines of how much rodent hair, how many bugs.
Wow. We all know that's going to be over the top. I mean, they're, who cares about what they say? What's the real, the FDA saying that we need to be concerned about insect and rodent hair is about as important and challenging as finding out why the green light blinks on my, what do they call those things? It's a
cell phone?
No, it's a
your modem.
It's a modem. Yeah, right.
Okay. You know, Doug, it's worse than that. It's they don't care how much. It's not that they're saying it's okay. You know, they're
actually. Well, why should we care? We've been eating rodent hair in peanuts and cashews or whatever for as long as they've been putting them in containers, right?
You know what? How about this? How about there's stuff that's normally put in food that you don't even think about, like human hair?
Ew. I know. That freaks me out.
L-cysteine is an amino acid that's used in baked goods. And where do you get it? It's most cheaply produced in China and is derived from human hair.
How is it derived from human hair? You're talking about just grinding up the hair and putting it in a bottle? What are you talking about?
The way it's cooked down. And they take the L-cysteine.
Cooking human hair.
Oh, yeah. And that's the source of it. Well, how about, you know, besides that, here's one that's great.
Wait a minute. Hold on just a second. Where'd you come from before you joined us this morning? Where were you before? Like an hour ago, where were you?
Myself?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was outside feeding some of the animals.
Really? Were you smoking anything?
A cigar.
Really?
Okay. Look at Honest Louie.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganix. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganix.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now, 33 after the hour, the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with the expert, medically, traditionally trained, but yet open to new things, which is the best of all worlds, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who practices in Mount Dora, Florida. His cardiology practice is there. And if you're interested in having Dr. Ken see you, or you going to see, fly into Orlando, nice trip up there, you can go to Disney World, if you're so inclined to stand in line forever, and then you go see Dr. Ken. His office number is 800-LAKE-CARDIO. Lake Cardiology is the name of his facility. Lots of great people on the staff, be very helpful to you, but he really has a great way about him. He'll handle you the same in the office as he does here on the air, so why not check it out? If you have issues, heart issues, cardiology, circulation, that kind of stuff, 800-LAKE-CARDIO. Meanwhile, let's get to our friends on the phone, Ken, 888-553-7536. We'll start with Mark, who's in Lebanon, Virginia. Mark, you're on with Dr. Ken. How may we help?
Yes, Dr. Ken, I had a question on my legs that ache after I work a 12-hour shift at my job site. When I go home at the end of the day, my legs are just throbbing and aching. And I was just wondering, is that pretty normal? I'm 38 years old, or could I have a problem going on?
Sure, Mark. Let's talk about it because, you know, at 38, it's a little suspicious why you're having this. What kind of work do you do? Is it enough, the physical effort that you do, to account for it? What kind of job do you do?
Yes, sir. I mainly do sort of like a house cleaning janitorial job, a lot of lifting and walking on concrete floors.
How long have you been doing that?
For about 2 years now.
And how long have you had the pain in the legs?
For about 2 years.
So it therefore seems likely that it might be related to just standing long hours on concrete floors. You wear a sneaker maybe with a soft bottom or?
Yes, sir. And one more thing I just want to point out, Dr. Kent. I've actually been on a medication for my blood pressure called Entenolol for almost 2 years. And I don't know if it's coincidental, but just when I started the blood pressure, I started again the achy legs.
Well, Atenolol is a beta blocker, and I wouldn't jump out and say that it's related to that. Although, are you a smoker?
Well, I was, but I've been a non-smoker for about 3 years now, Dr. Ken.
But at some point, you were a big-time smoker.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, you know, smoking and blood pressure and aching in the legs, you know, all the medical people listening, they're thinking about peripheral vascular disease and the circulation in the legs. you know, you're a little young to have it, but it's not unheard of, and it can be easily diagnosed. Somebody just feel the pulses on your feet and make sure they're nice and vigorous. If it's unclear, doing some ultrasound, some Doppler of the pulses and of the arteries in the legs. You know, the arteries are what bring the blood from the heart down to the toes. The veins bring it back up the other way. And that would be the first thing that I would look at. I would try to see if you could make sure you have some sort of comfortable footwear. Try to limit the prolonged standing and sit down occasionally so you rest the legs a little bit. And then I would make sure you don't smoke, keep the blood pressure under control, check the cholesterol and the blood sugar, and get somebody to examine your legs and make sure the arteries are wide open, okay?
Okay, one more thing, Dr. Kent. You don't think I could be a diabetic or developing diabetes, in your opinion?
Well, that's another issue. There's diabetic neuropathy. There's a lot of different possible causes of discomforts in the legs. And as I was mentioning, the things that you should get under control, because they're all risk factors for peripheral vascular disease, I mentioned checking the blood sugar, the hemoglobin A1C. I think you should get that checked.
Okay. I appreciate that advice, Dr. Penn.
888-553-7536, Marion in Mobley, Missouri. Say hi to Dr. Ken.
Yes, Dr. Ken.
Hi.
Hi. I have a cousin that was diagnosed with severe vertigo.
All right, here's just a second, Marion. Marion, excuse me.
Yes.
You have your radio on, and we can hear it in the background. You can't have a conversation on the radio. There's a delay. It'll confuse you. It'll confuse the audience. So I'll have you go work on that, and we'll see if we can come back to you. Meanwhile, Saul in Melbourne, Florida, listening to WMEL. Go ahead, Saul. You're on with Dr. Ken now.
Thank you very much, Doug. And hello, Dr. Ken. I've been following you since I lived here in Melbourne since 2001.
So you're
doing
the
a great job.
So you're the person stalking me. My mystery is solved.
No, I've been following you on WMEL.
Well, thank you. I'm just joking. I'm so glad, Saul. I'm so glad to have you along. I think you and I have communicated once or twice.
Yes, I'm the TV producer.
Oh, okay.
I wish Mr. Doug would get in touch with me because I like to inform him about it.
And oh, Saul. Okay, right. I know who you are. Yes. Welcome back, and it's nice to reconnect with you.
Right. I didn't call for this reason, but maybe Doug can go to my website and give me a call when he has some free time. Am I allowed to give that on there?
Yeah. What's your website?
It's a Let's Meet TVshow.com. It's an interactive social network I developed before Facebook in 1989. Except for television. You don't need a computer. But it's letsmeettvshow.com. The reason why I called, Dr. Ken, I know you're a heart specialist, and I remember the techniques that you developed to strengthen the heart and to make actually new vessels grow, and I thought that was phenomenal. And thank God I don't need that problem. My blood pressure is 110 over 70. The doctor says I'm in excellent health.
Great.
And he wants to see me every 6 months. It used to be every 3 months, but now it's every three. And my triglycerides were high, but I changed my diet completely. I eat a lot of raw vegetables, a lot of salads. But recently, I've been having a constipation problem. In fact, I haven't been asleep since yesterday because, you know, it's just an extremely hard stool. And it just doesn't want to relieve itself.
Let me get a word in here because I get the question. You know, why are you constipated? And there's a number of possible reasons why the intestines just slow down. And the basics are you got to make sure you get enough fluid intake. You're not dehydrated. You need to make sure you get an adequate fiber in your diet. You also have to make sure that when you feel like you have a bowel movement, don't Don't delay it. That's a big mistake people make, and then it's very hard to have one. Make sure you get enough physical activity in the day. Make sure that you don't have a problem with diabetes or thyroid disease. I don't think you've, as far as I know your history, you've never had a stroke or Parkinson's disease. These are other things. There are some irritable bowel issues that can occur. If none of these obvious reasons are the cause, it's time to get to the gastroenterologist, the GI doctor, and get a colonoscopy. At your age, I hope you've had a recent colonoscopy.
No, I've been putting it off. They told me look for signs and everything's fine, and I've done the test. I walk every day,
so,
about 20 minutes.
So when was the last? How old are you right now?
I was just going to say I'll be 70 years old.
Okay, you're a very young 70, and when was the last time you had a colonoscopy?
I've never had one, but I've never had any kind of problems.
You're not being very smart, Saul.
So Monday morning, I want you to call, speak to your doctor, and get your doctor to refer you to get a colonoscopy done.
20 years late. It's supposed to start when you're 50, have it checked out. It is you're playing with fire, very foolish, and that's the nicest we can be. Do that, and then you have something to talk about, all right? 888-553-7536. Amazing how many people can come up with excuses as to why not to do something that they know they need to do. So why would you... I mean, I'm now sounding a little, maybe some people think I get a little annoyed. I do, because it's silly. Here you have, especially at that age, Medicare pays for that kind of stuff, right? The only reason, and so you have to have some bad fluid, taste bad. Oh, I don't want to have that. Would you rather be dead? You don't eat for a day, you take the fluid that tastes like crap, and then you go have they give you something to put you to sleep, you have the television little camera stuck up your butt, they look around to see if there's anything there, if there isn't, fine, if there is, then you do something about it, but it's folly it's just amazing the kind of excuses you hear from people. Oh, I didn't like the taste of this stuff, so I didn't want to do it. Well,
denial, as you are observing with people responding to these things, denial is a very strong emotion. Yeah. And people are often very afraid of knowing. I'm more, as a physician, I'm more afraid of not knowing you are. But, as an observer of human behavior over the several decades, many people are just afraid of knowing.
Yeah. Well, it's maybe a little harsh, but it makes more sense than not to get at it. 888-553-7536. Speaking of getting at it, we were talking earlier about the problems people have with Alzheimer's and how important it is to get the fish oils and flaxseed oil, that kind of stuff. And I asked you a question about high cholesterol because I know that with you, this is very serious stuff. And, maybe is there a connection? Of course there's a connection. And that's why we talk about this product, Cardiol, and how it can help. Does Cardiol work to help lower the risk of Alzheimer's as well? I guess that's part of it because there's various fish oils and that kind of stuff in the 9 natural ingredients that are part of Cardiol, Ken?
Well, we definitely know that if you get your risk factors, the traditional risk factors for heart disease, coronary disease, under control, the blood pressure, the blood sugar, the blood cholesterol, your weight, don't smoke. If you get all of these things under control, and I could list more of them, they also will lower the risk of getting circulatory issues to the brain, of which can result in these dementias. So high cholesterol, it is a serious condition, and it can lead to heart attacks and heart disease, and probably to Alzheimer's also, Doug. And I always seek the safest, most effective ways to lower the cholesterol in my patients. This all-new natural approach from Italy, it might be right for many of our listeners, Doug. Cardiol 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in your blood, and we've talked about these before, the triglycerides. I like it because the people I recommend it to, they report excellent results in just 60 days. Also, it's safe, FDA registered, and Cardiol is easy to take. It's just one capsule a day.
the makers of Cardiol so happy to have you try this out. They know it'll work. That's why they give you a free 30-day trial so you can find out for yourself how well this works. Pay $8.95 in shipping and handling. You can click on Dr. Ken's free trial when ordering online at cardiol.net/free. That's cardiol.net/free. Or you can call 888-809-6424. That's 888-809-6424. Don't let high cholesterol risk your future. 888-809-6424 for that free trial.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
When choosing a cat litter, it's important to make sure your cat will be happy and your home will stay smelling fresh. Avoid harsh chemicals and additives often used to control odors from the litter box. And pamper your cats with a natural product that brings the freshness of the outdoors indoors. New and improved Feline Fine Clumping Cat Litter is the smart choice for keeping the litter box fresh because it utilizes 100% natural pine to eliminate odors. It's made from the byproduct of highly absorbent pine, which removes odors the natural way. For easy scooping, Feline Pine forms tight clumps so only fresh litter is left behind. In addition, the litter is lightweight and leaves no messy cloud of dust so you can pour with ease. Feline Pine Clumping Cat Litter is now available in multiple sizes at leading retail outlets nationwide. For more helpful hints about keeping a healthy cat and a healthy home, plus money-saving offers, visit felinepine.com.
Inhabitants of Earth, you can run, but you cannot. What are you doing?
I'm watching Netflix on my smartphone, dude.
What?
I can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
You don't fear for your life?
Yeah, not really. Our atmosphere is eventually going to kill you anyway.
Nonsense. Our anatomy is...
There you go. Faster than I thought.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Final days of Lumber Liquidators liquidation sale.
Three global flooring suppliers came to us to liquidate their excess inventory. We bought the flooring, and you get the deals at our major meal liquidation sale. If it's in stock, it's on sale, but you must pick it up before the month ends. Get first quality laminates, hardwood, and bamboo for up to 54% less. Plus too many other amazing deals to mention here. And get special extended financing. These deals will not last. If it's in stock, it's on sale, but only through Saturday at Lumber Liquidators. Visit lumberliquidators.com for your local store.
My daughter starts elementary school this year. I'm amazed how fast she's grown. Being ready for school means more than just knowing ABCs and 1-2-3s. It's social and emotional development, too. That's why she spent her early years at Primrose Schools. Primrose parents rate their children above 90% in school readiness. With her Primrose Foundation, my baby is ready to succeed. To see what other moms are saying, visit askaprimrosemom.com.
888-55-DR-KEN, 51 after. Good day weekend.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Today only, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, through today only. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
After the hour of the year, Good Day Weekend program, taking your calls for Dr. Ken. Medical questions, how may we be of service to you? 888-553-7536. We'll try Marion again in Missouri. All right, Marion, I think we
Hi, Marion.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
right.
Hi, Dr. Ken. I'm sorry.
Right. Hi, Dr. Ken. Hi, Marion.
Hi. I'm sorry. Okay, my cousin was diagnosed with severe vertigo about 2 months ago. And she had all these tests run and everything.
And vertigo is, for those of you who don't know, it's this sudden sensation that you're spinning or that your head is spinning inside. Just the walls are turning around you.
Right. Is there not a cure for that? Because she's been on medication. And it doesn't really, well, it helps for maybe 5 days, and then she'll have another bad episode.
Well, let me help you think through this, because if you've ever listened to me, before you to think about treatment, you have to put a step in between. You know, what's the diagnosis? What's the cause? Because there's always many causes. Usually in medicine, there's just not one cause for whatever symptom you have. So you have to isolate the cause of this before you can begin to think about treatment. And there are many different causes of vertigo. There's a common one, benign positional vertigo. There's a roll of the ear here. You can have a lot of different reasons why the room is spinning. And has she been told what her cause is?
Well, she's never told me, and she works for a group of neurologists. And they did the ping test on her several times, and there's no ear infection or anything in her ear.
No crystal issue or anything?
No,
like that?
They said no. Now, her brother...
So they could not identify... Often what happens is when there's no cause identified, they call it benign paroxysmal positional vertigo. Boy, you know, we have all this names for everything. BPPV doctors call this. There's also Meniere's disease. This is ringing in the ears and hearing loss and vertigo. That's also a very common cause. There's also, you know, we hope it's not this, the acoustic neuroma. This is a type of tumor that involves the nerve tissue that can cause vertigo. Also, there are blood flow issues in the brain that can cause vertigo. Often you have a headache associated with that. Not to cause you any anxiety, but multiple sclerosis, head trauma, migraines, diabetes, all of these are possible causes. So I think you need, if the neurologist didn't have a cause identified, you need to make sure a good internist or family doctor gives her a good head-to-toe physical, and also a good ear, nose, and throat doctor looks at her. I think if you do that, you will get a clear diagnosis.
Well, she does have diabetes. She is a diabetic. She is a diabetic.
How well is it controlled?
Very well controlled.
Okay.
She keeps it under control very good.
Well, then I would keep looking. And did they do some imaging of that part of the of the brain, the ear,
yeah,
to make
they
sure.
Did.
So they ruled out a tumor.
Right. Well,
okay,
that's what that's what they thought, but they ruled that out.
Well, good. And there's been no trauma recently?
No.
Okay. Well, I would ask for a diagnosis, and I would go from here, and maybe this is just this benign paroxysmal positional vertigo, which is not a, it's more of a nuisance than a serious problem. Has they been, sometimes when they just don't know, they'll give her some meclizine, antivert. Did they try that?
No, she was first on Valium, and then they took her off, and she wanted off of the Valium.
Yes, that's
so
no way.
So they put her on a different medicine. I don't remember what it is.
I would imagine it's antivert. That's what,
that's when the, what it is. That's
when,
what it
when,
is.
When the doctors don't make a pinpoint diagnosis, they always try that. And if that hasn't helped, then she needs to get this more evaluated. As I told you, I think I gave you a good pathway.
All right, Miriam. Thanks for your call. 888-553-7536. One of the items this week, we talk a lot about Alzheimer's. Reducing calories may help your memory as well, Ken.
Right, and we're going to help yours because we already went over this one.
No, I thought we did the one with Alzheimer's risk.
We'll do it again.
Fish, flaxseed. Did you do the calories and that stuff too?
Before, but let's do it again. This is the annual meeting.
I'll do it again. I'm on it now. I'm going in and get some. So you're rid of
reduce your calories, protect your heart,
you
protect your brain.
All right, get it. That's it.
American Academy of
Neurology. I quit. I've had enough of this. For this hour, anyway. But I'll be back in Soul Dr.
Hour.
Ken, more importantly, with more of your calls at 888-55-DRKEN.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.